Today, our guest is Miranda Provance, co-founder of the Geek Foundation, an area nonprofit which provides interactive education for future engineers, techies, and makers, especially women, at-risk youth, and the underemployed, regardless of their ability to pay. Thank you so much for joining us today, Miranda.
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So let's just start. Can you jump in and give myself and our listeners a little background on who and what is the Geek Foundation?
The Geek Foundation is wanting to bring programming classes to the Springfield community and potentially other communities down the road as we grow and evolve, because tech jobs are not being filled, and companies are struggling to find employees that they can hire that are trained well enough. So we want to be that resource. The big idea behind it is that there's a lot of disparity in terms of gender and race in the technology fields, and to me, it seems like we're missing out on a big pool of potential engineers. So if our organization can kind of provide those programming classes and limit the barriers and help encourage those different types of people to get involved, then that's one way to solve that.
So you're the co-founder. Walk me through a little bit. Like, what was your catalyst for there needs to be an organization to help fill this gap in jobs? And also, as you talked about, the disparities that are out in the tech world.
So for me, I actually did not grow up thinking, I want to be a programmer. It hadn't really even crossed my mind. It wasn't a cultural norm. No one was pushing me to do this, even though I was really good at math and science. And my brother even was a programmer and went down that path. It only came to me because someone saw that I was smart and I had beat them at a board game. And they were starting a company, wanted some, you know, affordable labor, I'll put it that way, and thought that I could do it. So they hired me, taught me how to program. It was a great gig for me because I got paid more than anybody else my age got paid right out of high school. But it was great for them, too, because they got to kind of shape and mold someone who they knew had the skills. So I, after getting that job, got my computer science degree at Missouri State right here, and I was the only girl in my computer science classes until my senior year, which is, you know, kind of shocking. I always thought when I was going through school and when I graduated, I want to give back somehow. I want to show girls that those cultural norms and those cultural signals that we get are not real, you know? Anybody could potentially be good at programming. There's no gender barrier that stops women from being any better than men at this. And so that was kind of my personal impetus for this. But I got introduced to Krista Puryear, who is the co-founder of the Geek Foundation, and she is kind of coming from a design background, and she's a single mom, always wanted to try programming or front-end development, so taking her design skills and then putting that onto a website, and she just didn't know where to start. So we kind of got together and had, you know, melded these worlds together, a computer science major who felt, you know, like she didn't have any company in school, and a single mom who wanted to learn more about programming but didn't know where to start, and we kind of fostered this idea of giving people an introduction to programming that wouldn't have otherwise had it before.
So I know the Geek Foundation, right now you're still in the organizing phases. So what is your big picture, your big vision years down the line? What does the Geek Foundation and Springfield area look like?
So we would love to see the Geek Foundation be a resource for building that tech pipeline through increasing diversity. We want to provide classes to children to get them interested. So robotics courses, maybe video game development for middle school and high school kids. But then also there's a big need for adults too. You still see people who are transitioning through careers, and maybe their jobs, for whatever reason, in another field kind of got dumped. They need to learn a new skill. And so we want to be that resource for all ages in the community. And then the big picture goal is kind of expanding this. So in rural areas, there's a huge lack of access to computer science education. And we love to see ourselves build a model that can transport to rural areas and maybe even potentially across the world and kind of spread this message of inclusiveness and limiting barriers to this kind of education.
So part of what you've talked about with the Geek Foundation is especially working with kids. Where does the sort of resources the Geek Foundation wants to provide or tech classes? How does Springfield Area Schools stack up in that area?
It's mixed. I'm really pleased with some of the things they're doing. Like, the Unite program is awesome. And the fact that they have a system whereby families who don't have internet access at home can take a hotspot with them, that's amazing. And that's the kind of model we want to think about when we're doing our classes. We want to make sure that for those people without the resources, we provide them with hardware, maybe provide them with a hotspot as well so that they can really learn what they need to. I also am seeing that there is a decent amount of computer science education in the schools. I actually just spoke to a group of middle school kids in Hickory Hills Summer School, and they are taking a coding class every week, which is pretty awesome. So we're starting to see some of that happen. Where I think the gap is in terms of inclusion is that in middle school and high school, not everyone has to program. It's an optional class. And so you still have that stigma that's being battled. And those middle schoolers and those high school girls, they're not choosing to elect into those classes for whatever reason. So that's another thing that I think the Geek Foundation can really help with, encouraging women and people of color to give it a shot, and hopefully educating teachers and counselors on how to kind of look outside of their box and find people with potential, even if they don't look like that stereotypical programmer.
How can our listeners who may be hearing about the Geek Foundation for the first time, how can they get involved or learn more about this organization?
The best thing to do right now is to visit our website. It is thegeekfoundation.org. And sign up for our email newsletter. We're small, so we're not able to send updates all the time, but that's going to be the best way to keep in touch so that when we do offer classes, you'll be the first to know about it. And we're also on Facebook as well if you want to like us there and follow along.
Great. Thank you, Miranda, for being on the program today. Our guest has been Miranda Provance, co-founder for the Geek Foundation. This program is brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available at ksmu.org.